Now, no party trying to win an election wants to forecast a deficit. Labor did, though, in its recent economic update, but the coalition hasn't released any budget forecasts. And its Treasury spokesman, Joe Hockey, has been rubbishing the credibility of the pre-election Treasury figures due next week. He says the coalition won't be relying on them. But today, his leader, Tony Abbott, acknowledged they are the best figures going. Lexi Metherill is travelling with the coalition campaign team.
It wasn't the budget that Tony Abbott wanted to speak about today. It was the government's aborted home insulation scheme. And he chose his rival's Brisbane seat of Griffith to do it in.
I'm in Kevin Rudd's electorate here, as you know, and I can't even get a visit or anything like that. So.
Matthew Hannam owns the insulation business Simco. He says he was forced to take part in the home insulation program and says his business has suffered as a result. Four people died in the $2.5 billion scheme, and the Queensland coroner found the dangers of the program should have been foreseen. As well as the coroner, the Auditor-General also investigated the scheme, but Tony Abbott says an investigation with greater powers is needed. He's promised a coalition government would establish a judicial inquiry into the affair within a month of winning office.
A judicial inquiry can go where the previous inquiries can't. A judicial inquiry can investigate all of the deaths, not just the three Queensland deaths.
Despite trying to shift the focus, Mr Abbott did have to talk about the budget today, and he split from his Treasury spokesman's dim view of Treasury figures. In the wake of the government's bleak pre-campaign economic statement a fortnight ago, Joe Hockey said this about Treasury's pre-election forecasts, which are due next week.
Quite clearly, by flagging an economic statement, the government is trying to bully the public service into a set of numbers that clearly do not properly represent the state of the budget.
But today, his leader said this.
And what we've said is that this government has got all of its figures wrong. They've never got a figure right. They've never got a forecast right. But look, the best estimate going will be PFO. Hopefully it will be more accurate than previous figures that we've had, and we'll obviously be working off PFO figures.
And while Joe Hockey has been reported as saying no budget forecasts will be released, Tony Abbott said this today.
I want to make it crystal clear that the budget bottom line will be there for everyone to see. The government's budget bottom line, the coalition's budget bottom line.
PM asked a coalition spokesman about the apparent differences in views between the coalition leader and his Treasury spokesman. The spokesman said they're on the same page and what the coalition's spending and saving each year will be released, but specific surplus and deficit forecasts won't. The Treasurer, Chris Bowen, has leapt on Tony Abbott's comments.
Another day on the campaign and another position from the opposition on their costings. Another day of confusion and chaos from the Liberal Party when it comes to how they're going to pay for their promises and how they're going to account for the Australian people about their promises.
But Labor isn't blemish-free on the issue of election costings. Tony Abbott.
And last time, in the last election, then Treasurer Wayne Swan released the government's costings at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Polls opened at 8 o'clock. On a Saturday morning. So look, people will have plenty of time to scrutinise what we're spending and what we're saving.
How much time that is, though, is still an unknown.
Lexi Metherill reporting.